LA police bust burglary crew suspected in 92 residential heists. Police have arrested the last of 10 suspects involved in the Rich Roland burglary crew linked to at least 92 residential burglaries in the city since 2022, the Los Angeles Police Department announced August 25. Detectives wrapped up a months-long investigation into the burglary ring on August 20, arresting 7 alleged members. The 92 burglaries were carried out mostly in 2024 and 2025, according to the LAPD. Other burglaries that occurred outside city limits might also be linked to the crew, but those are still under investigation, according to LAPD Chief Jim McDonnell. Those arrested on August 20 were Devin Collier, 37. Tyrone Tisby, 47. Frank Tisby, 38. Jeremy Shepard, 38. Jermaine Kimbrough, 22. Michael Lewis, 20. And Markel Lewis, 26. The men were booked on charges that included burglary and possession of controlled substances while armed. What made this takedown possible was the outstanding work of our officers and detectives, communicating across divisions and bureaus, sharing intelligence, and connecting the dots that revealed these burglaries were tied to the same crew, McDonnell said in a statement. Another suspect, Eric Cannon, 40, surrendered to police on August 22 in response to an active arrest warrant. Police had already arrested Anthony Leslie, 36, and Sean Quinney, 36, who both face attempted murder charges. All of the men arrested are repeat offenders and confirmed gang members, the LAPD reported. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman told reporters at a press conference August 25 that his office had filed charges against 8 of the suspects. Many of the suspects have 1 or 2 strikes against them for previous offenses. In California, some serious or violent felony convictions qualify as a strike under the state's criminal laws, which can lead to tougher sentences. Those with 2 strikes are looking at a maximum of life sentences, Hochman said. These are very serious consequences. We will be seeking to have these people serve maximum sentences. Hochman said authorities were also going after the shops that purchased the stolen items for resale or to turn them into cash. He called the burglaries crimes of greed. According to police, the investigation gained momentum in February after 3 suspects were arrested following a pursuit involving a van connected to 2 burglaries. Detectives used information from that arrest to identify additional suspects, the LAPD reported. In April, detectives served a search warrant at a Los Angeles residence and recovered rifles, handguns, ammunition, body armor, large-capacity magazines, jewelry, watches, stolen credit cards, fake identification, and multiple license plates. The evidence collected was directly tied to organized burglary, according to police. Starting at 5 a.m. on August 20, officers from West Los Angeles, North Hollywood, West Valley, Olympic, Hollywood, Wilshire, and downtown served search warrants at 8 homes in Los Angeles, Hawthorne, Inglewood, and Carson. During the searches, investigators recovered 15 firearms, including several reported stolen during the burglaries. They also found large amounts of ammunition and high-capacity magazines, including a 50-round handgun drum. Investigators also found burglary tools, including handheld radios, face masks, headlamps, window punch devices, and cans of bear spray. The stolen property included luxury watches, bracelets, high-end purses and luggage, credit cards, wallets, and U.S. and foreign currency. Narcotics, a money counter, and several cell phones were also recovered. The seized evidence gave investigators a direct link between the burglary crew and their crimes, strengthening the criminal cases against them, the LAPD said. Police don't believe the burglary crew was tied to a rash of recent heists in Encino, a wealthy suburb of Los Angeles. The case is also not related to South American burglary tourists who have struck homes recently using surveillance as part of their schemes. Crimes by burglary tourists who fly into the city to break into mansions, then fly back to their countries have decreased lately, police reported. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass praised the LAPD's work. In the early hours of last Wednesday, LAPD led a coordinated operation across multiple jurisdictions that successfully took down a burglary crew responsible for nearly 100 break-ins across our city and our county, Bass said in a statement. Thanks to the tireless work of our officers and detectives, this crew, which has victimized families and businesses, is no longer a threat to our neighborhoods.